Okay.
It's a good episode.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Malia Renee.
And I'm Michael Morin.
And my name's Drew Korb.
And we are The Bachelor Cave.
The Bachelor Cave. Welcome to episode 4.
Yeah.
Episode 4 of the podcast.
Wow.
Episode 4 of the podcast.
And episode 4 of the season.
Yeah.
Probably the most dramatic season of all time.
Very dramatic. Very
dramatic.
So there's so much drama.
Yeah, I loved this episode. I love this season. I love Hannah. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy with all of it, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the episode opened with them talking about Cam.
Right.
Right.
Always be Cameron.
Always be Cameron. Luke had to say a shout out to his boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I saw it coming.
I saw it coming.
Yeah.
I saw it coming. Because I'm him.
Yeah.
Basically.
I need a villain. No, yeah. And it went right in. Yeah, this is always the episode where it's, he always comes in and gives like a, Chris Harrison gives that pep talk.
Right.
All right, final 15.
All right, you guys made it. It's always the episode when they're leaving the mansion.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, all right, we're spending money to fly you all over the world. It's time to step it up. And
oh,
our cat toy.
Oh my god, baby dust.
Our chitter toy is making noises.
Is that the that's an amazing
okay,
toy.
This is my favorite toy. It just said I chitter on the label. And I was like, I have to have it for my cat.
It's no particular thing either. It's just called an I chitter.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's our happy cat. I sprayed catnip all over the living room right before you showed up.
Massive cat bites.
Oh, they're so high.
They probably sprayed something in the mansion. I don't know what they would spray.
Oh, that's what I actually had a question today.
Cool
I wrote
water.
It down in my notes, which is it's like, cool do they urine test these men?
No, I don't think that they
I don't think so. I don't think.
I think it's background, sort of.
Sort of
background checks.
Is Luke pee maybe on some
steroids?
Stuff?
I don't think they're. Here's the thing. I don't think they're testing for steroids. I don't think they're testing.
If they test them for steroids, like I think 90% of the contestants over the years would be gone. I mean, you don't get bodies like that.
Yeah, it's not natural. Like. It goes both ways, too. So for, like, the guys, you don't get bodies like that without steroids. And then for the girls that are, like, toothpicks, you don't
diet
get bodies.
Pills.
Yeah, you don't get bodies
pills.
Like that without Adderall or...
I know people are going to say, no, it's about the fucking grind. You got to get a grind.
Okay, no.
Have you seen their eyes?
I've seen girls just take, like, that pre-workout, and they're bouncing off the wall
it's
high.
Speed.
Yes!
Yeah, it's just a different version of speed.
Yeah. So, I mean, they all look amazing. They don't eat anything on any episode.
Never.
No. How much do you want the food when you see it?
Oh, my God.
Like, just leaving it.
They're just leaving these wonderful buffets.
Just have the little sprig of parsley and a few grapes.
Yeah.
This is nice. So, yeah, this is the episode they opened up, and Chris Harrison's like, all right, pack your bags.
Pack your bags.
Because we're going to... And he said something that... In a way, he thought would trip him up, and I think it tripped him all up, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, we're going to the smallest state in the union, and their heads are like,
where's the union?
What the fuck's the union?
Yeah. What union?
What do you mean? Where
are
we going?
Where are we going?
We're going back to Argentina, like, Is that a union?
I just loved how they had to hoot... Newport Road, like Newport,
Rhode
like they
Island.
Were like trying to like turn into a cheer, which is
right.
Really...
And then we got introduced to some new like New England Boston like pop punk intro music.
Because that's what they're known for. Also, I love this. This part that I caught was you have an hour until wheels up, pack. And LAX. And for those who don't listen, how LAX is...
That's impossible.
Wait, do you think that... Yeah.
You need
5 hours.
Going
to LAX, though? Or are they private planing?
I don't think they're private planing. Because we've seen them on Coach and Spirit, one bag.
But the... Oh, no. I just hit my workout goals.
See? You have to turn everything off.
You got the 5 rings come together.
I did. I got my rings.
You got your rings.
I will say one thing about the opening that I couldn't stop appreciating John Paul John's sweater.
Yeah.
He had an amazing sweater in the opening. You didn't notice it.
No.
I just had to make a point of it. Because there's not much else he's giving us.
He's giving us nothing.
There's nothing.
But he's staying.
Yeah. He's staying around.
Yeah. I wrote him off a while back. Yeah.
We had high hopes.
So an hour to get to LAX.
Hour to get to LAX.
Which is, the mansion's in Agoura Hills.
Yeah, which is way north.
So wait, are they flying out of... Like
I think it's all, first of all, I thought it was a lie. Or maybe he's like, I know a lot of you bitches need to pack.
John Paul Jones got all these outfits.
He's got all these outfits. He's got all his chains.
Okay. All his chains. So yeah, so they show up in Boston. Well,
no jet lag either.
Yeah, they didn't show up in Boston. Sorry, they showed up in Providence, Rhode Island. And then we went right into...
Right to Boston.
Right to Boston. We went to right to Jed.
Jed's date card. Jed's straight to Boston.
Date card. But wasn't that like his date card came up? Oh, right. Luke P was talking about how he was hoping to get a one-on-one and stuff. He really felt it. Anyways, we'll go on. So Jed and her go to... Boston.
Yeah, leave Rhode Island.
Leave Rhode
Let's
Island.
Get out of this place.
No taxation without representation.
Oh, oh my God.
She's killing it. Yeah. She's doing so great.
She's killing it. What was, what I want to know though, was there like, is there a higher up somewhere that's like pumping down, you need to talk about how
of course.
Great America is.
It has to be.
Guys, no, she is a pageant girl.
I know, but listen, I'm sure she...
Appeasing... To being the American queen right. is what she does.
That is true. You are 100% right.
It's in her personality.
It is in her personality, but it was just not, it wasn't delivered in a natural.
Oh.
Like, she said it twice, and it was so.
I completely you disagree.
Bought it.
I bought
it.
The whole thing.
Malia's on board.
I'm
completely.
So on board.
Like, I made a note. For the first part of the episode that had nothing to do with the episode, just the fact that during Jed and Malia, Jed and, oh my God, what's her name? Hannah's date, Malia wouldn't stop humming.
I'm so happy.
But the whole time,
until he dropped the bomb.
Wait, which bomb?
I don't even think that was a bomb, Drew.
See, she...
I'm on board.
Nailed it.
You think he nailed it?
I think he nailed it.
He nailed it for me.
Here's the thing. He nailed it for Malia for sure because of the humming I heard.
Mm-hmm.
But he nailed it for Hannah. And all he did, I think, was cause her to doubt everyone else. Honestly.
Here's what I feel like that was. I feel like we just got to see the kind of conversations that actually happen in the fantasy suites that we never actually get to see.
I mean, it was the most truthful
conversation
I've ever seen. And I almost, I literally was eating like some salmon, some shitty salmon that I overcooked like a pile of crap.
And it's just dry and flaky.
Like, what did he just say?
Yeah.
Did he just say what I've wanted them all to say
from
the beginning?
He's like, I can't.
Hey, I'm a country music singer. Yeah. My name is Jeb or Jeb.
Jebby.
And I'm here to promote the shit out of my music, and I just want you to know that, but I like love.
I like love. So, you know.
And you know what? Maybe, like, the thing was, is like, she was on board. She's like, okay, if you're honest about it, and I'm honest about it, because then that's a test, because.
Here's the thing, too. What works in their favor in the show's formula is that he said that right away. And you know that she had that same feeling going into The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, at least these people have the experience beforehand. They're not coming in blind that they know, like, oh, yeah, I did the same thing.
Cards are on the table.
Yeah.
We know where he stands completely. And you know what? And she's okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
I was not okay with making up fake historical facts.
Not okay.
Oh, I loved it.
She took jobs away for some tour guide who does ghost tours.
Right.
I thought some poor Boston actor.
I know, right? That I was hoping to get.
So here's the Christmas addicts. Like, no.
I loved it. I thought her improv was on point. I think she outdid a billion improv stages across across the states.
Here's the one.
Easy. That's pretty easy to do.
That's pretty simple. I will say this, though, about her, like, performance and stuff, and I get that she feels comfortable with Jed, but I think part of it is that he doesn't say much. He's kind of quiet and kind of shy, and there's, like, I don't fully buy them yet. I feel an awkwardness there from him only, not from her. She's all in, but from him...
He's got his brand. He's got to look at that guy of like, I'm the lonesome country boy who just has a song and a heart that needs mending.
I feel like...
I love the Boston Celtics.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. When this date started, we had a very close shot of both of their asses as they walked.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both wearing like incredibly tight jeans.
Sure.
Then we get to see them have fun with hats and socks in an open market.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We sure did.
And then I couldn't get over how much I loved his jacket. I was like, I want a jacket like that. And then Michael reminded me I actually
has one.
I have like two like that. And then their photo booth. Look, I'm all on board. And when they met up with those basketball players... I was like, honestly, I think these are the four nicest human beings I've ever seen in a room together. They're all pure of heart. I believe in all of them.
God bless you.
And I was like, I wrote down Jed and Hannah, so cute and sweet and genuine. If they make it, they are going to be the first couple I really buy out of this show outside of Bachelor in Paradise couples.
This is what was going on through the...
Yeah.
I was... Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got to hand it to the Celtic players, which is Tatum and and Posey.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, I know the owners were like, don't you fucking move. Stand there. Pass them the ball. No one's getting hurt.
Yeah, no,
they came in with open hearts and open minds, and it was so beautiful. Right.
And who drew the short straw to talk to her?
Right. What kind of man do you think I should be looking for?
I loved them.
Loved every second.
He's like, oh, I don't know. I'm used to groupies giving me or wanting to give me a BJ, then putting that in like some cold cup and then impregnating themselves. And
have you seen Ballers?
Yeah, have you seen Ballers? Yes. That's when Ballers plus or Ray Donovan.
I have not seen either of
just
those.
Just be like AJ Green, the guy who never banged it, the virgin from NBA.
I looked into his eyes and I was like, you should be the next Bachelor.
That would be insane.
That would be a miracle. I would love that.
If they had an NBA player, that would be bonkers.
Like, that would be the greatest.
The two funniest people on TV, Charles Barkley and Shaq.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing host.
Didn't they go after, am I making this up? Did they go after Khloe Kardashian once?
I think they might have.
I
they
think
it
was
did Jesse
thought.
Palmer.
Yeah.
Remember the third string quarterback?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think I took from Jed on this date is that his maturity level at times is like surpasses most of the men in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's smart enough to know he needs to, you know, get his, you know, hey, I'm here for my band or whatever. But there was something, and I can't put my finger on it, that really, like, showed his age, I feel like. Because he's young, right?
He's like 24, right?
24. There's something about this date to me that really made him seem younger than he has in the last
few
episodes.
Which was it? What was it?
I don't
know. It was
know.
At the dinner. That's when you felt that. And I disagreed with you, but I didn't say it then. I felt like he was acting like that because he was about to come clean with something that was really major.
Yeah.
He was about to be like, yo, I
didn't come here for love.
Well, no, he's like, I'm not shut down to the idea, but I am a struggling musician. Like, being a struggling musician is really hard.
Sure.
I did see this as an opportunity to get my platform a little bit more.
Sure.
Which is something, like, we've never seen anyone say
no,
on camera before.
And truth be told that, I mean, maybe, I guarantee you, that somebody has had to have said it at least once. But they've chosen to keep it out.
I think they say these things in the fantasy suites. I'm not even kidding. I think these are the conversations.
Business meetings.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think his strategy played for him completely. But I think what it really did is it sent her into a spiral of, like, what are your intentions? Followed by what happened in the group date with the two Lukes. like Jed's move of saying, yeah, I came here for music, but I'm here, found love, you know? That, I think, got her brain thinking about everyone's motives.
He's going far. Yeah, I think he's going to hometowns.
He would, like, look, that would get me being like, I can trust you.
Yeah,
because I can trust you. Absolutely. Because you were willing to say something to me that I absolutely wouldn't want to hear, and it was a chance.
Right.
You took a chance on me maybe not trusting you enough to take that well.
Right, 100%.
You know? So that went over really well with me.
I think my favorite part of the date that I, the whole time, was when they spontaneously stopped to get Halo Top ice cream.
Oh.
I felt like that was such a great Boston American kind of spontaneous thing to do when you're in the city.
I wonder if that's the owner of Halo.
Oh.
Like, it's gotta be.
The guy,
and I
plays,
wish the guy would just be like, how fucking smart am I?
Yeah.
I took a little bit of ice cream, poured a ton of air into it, have a sick marketing thing, and get you dumbasses to eat it all.
Have you had it before?
Yeah.
Is it
what
good?
Do you think of it?
And you know what? It's actually, it's pretty good in terms of, like, when you eat Ben and Jerry's, like, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, right. And Haagen-Dazs. But, like, you feel like the biggest piece of shit in the world. Halo, you feel like a piece of shit because you spent $6 on it.
Okay, so let me ask you this about the ice cream, because I've never had it, and I'm very curious.
You feel like a piece of shit and a sucker for
and a sucker.
Okay, have you ever ordered at a place like a whey protein smoothie, and they hand you something that is lighter than air, and you're like, what happened to this? And you're drinking it, and you just feel like it's air. Have you ever experienced this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every smoothie place I've ever been.
Okay, is it like that, but ice cream?
In a way, yeah. Like, okay. It's just that air. All it is just...
Was Hannah the one who got the ice cream?
No, that was the crying girl. Oh, gosh.
Remember that?
She's Cuban, right? Am I wrong?
Oh, the crying girl from last, from Cold.
She's from Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was, like, pretty manipulative and kind of a liar.
She had a lot of feelings.
She had a lot of problems.
She just reminded me of the girl from Mean Girls.
Oh.
Who is, like, crying, and they're like, she doesn't even go to the school.
Yeah, right, right. That's exactly her.
Yeah. So good job on Halo. Way to make,
yeah.
I mean, know your market.
Yeah.
Nothing says American like.
Okay, so
I'm gonna try it and report back to this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try the ice cream.
And then we had the group date, which was blood, sweat, and tears.
Okay, what? And like, Luke P, before this was like announced, he said, "I'm hungry for my one in one."
Like,
that's something he said
out loud to the room.
I don't know if it was,
I think it was to everybody. Was it not?
I don't know if it was a voiceover.
He's probably said that 30 times.
Oh. I'm hungry for my one-on-one.
Yeah, his kid says it to anybody who'll listen.
I'm hungry for my one-on-one.
Yeah, and then blood, sweat, and tears.
Right.
Showing him to a historical site.
Yeah.
Luke, he said, it's
about to get bloody. It's about to get bloody.
And boy, did he mean that.
You know, what is, like, do you think Hannah sat around with the producers before the show started and, like, they discussed, like, all right, what are some trigger words and what are some trigger phrases
we can
use to blow these men up and test their limits, to see them freak the fuck out and hurt each other. Sorry, I'm getting so amped that I'm slapping my hands into the microphone.
I just think, the producers were just like, we're going to do whatever the hell we want.
Right.
And the rugby thing is, you know, when I saw that, I was like, oh, man. Those guys are legit rugby players.
Yeah.
Not the contestants, but rugby's no joke.
When those coaches were like, let us explain what rugby is to you.
Yeah.
It's how it's different than football, okay? No helmets.
Yeah.
No protective gear. I swear, I thought it was going to be like, no clothes.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like this was the most, like, this is probably the most dangerous thing.
If you don't know how to do it.
Yeah, that they've done as far as a group activity.
They should have played the real rugby team.
Right.
Like, that would have been a bloodbath.
A complete bloodbath.
I'm
glad they didn't, though, because then who knows? We could have gotten Luke P as like the hero of the group. He would have been
like the only one who had a chance. Even then, I don't know. I mean, rugby dudes are they're ripped. Their legs are like tree trunks.
Fast, strong,
I swear, and if they had played the actual rugby team, they would have taken it so much easier and gentler on them than Luke P did.
Oh, that's
because,
true.
Because, yeah, like, psychopath. Professionals know how to win without hurting anybody.
Yeah, that's
Whereas
true.
Whereas Luke P was like, I'm going to maul you because I finally have an excuse. And he actually, he thought that fighting in sports translated to fighting
in love.
In love.
Some, I feel like it's, probably half of them actually
these people don't
that.
Do that. Like, it's almost like when I did extra work for The Dark Knight and there was that scene on the boat. Apparently, like, extras were fighting, like, legit, because they thought, hey, we'll fight and we'll get the attention of the director. And the director, like, at first, AD goes, stop fucking doing that right now. That is not acting. You know, you let these people just, like you said, Luke P going crazy. And I thought Kevin would be the only one who could test them physically, but he popped his shoulder out.
Oh.
He was instantly gone.
Well, Mike Johnson, when Mike Johnson tackled Luke P, you could see Luke P kind of...
Oh, Mike Johnson is a...
Oh, yeah.
I love Mike Johnson. Ugh. Mike Johnson is a protector. Oh, he yeah. is the good to Luke P's evil, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's yeah. true. But both are kind of equally caught up in the competition of it a little bit.
Sure.
Even though Mike Johnson says a lot... I mean, he keeps talking about how he's there for Hannah, but it's starting to... I think shift into the protective.
Talking
realm.
About Hannah, like yeah. talking about Hannah, so I can talk about myself.
Right, unless just focusing on Hannah, like Peter, for instance. Peter is head over heels in love with Hannah.
Yeah,
I guarantee. Like, there is no doubt in my mind. Watching Peter talk, he doesn't even care if there's a camera there. He's like the only one that I can see that's like, if he's acting, he's pretty darn
he's
good at it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Wait.
I really want to go back to Luke P's
oh, yeah.
battle fight. Or no, I'm sorry. His pep speech.
Oh, his
in the today we fight. Just like
like God. William Wallace.
I'm at a loss for words because of how much there is
to digest with him.
And just the fact that he always makes those squinty model eyes when he pretends like he's listening to someone.
Or telling the truth. Or it pretends like he's telling the truth.
I mean, Kevin got really hurt.
Yeah.
His shoulders, that is ridiculous. And I mean, and then poor Luke S, like, that guy's a twig.
Oh my gosh. Do you see the fear in his eyes?
Yeah.
He was like, I mean...
Wait, that crunch we heard?
Yeah.
Oh. And then for Luke P to say what Luke P's story is, it's like, dude, that guy is a political
consultant.
If there's anyone who doesn't need to resort to violence, it's him.
It's the political consultant. That's why they do what they do.
Oh.
You know, like, what's... funny side note that we were right about, if you noticed, the one guy who got hurt during roller hockey or roller derby,
yeah.
he was sitting this one out because I guarantee you his ankle is still messed up. Still messed up.
Yeah, Dustin.
Dustin, that's it.
John Paul Jones got the ball. Was it a ball that they had?
Yeah, it's
he
a ball.
He ran for his life.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
John Paul Jones running was hysterical to me because he's just trying to not get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
He's still here.
Yeah.
You know,
so that was
what he's
that
doing.
That sucks. Like, I hate seeing that kind of stuff when, you know, normally, right. like, really, you know, part of me was like, oh, fuck him. Have him fight.
Yeah.
Have these guys just go at it.
Oh, my God.
But then, yeah, Luke S. guy would have gotten... destroyed.
He would have been hospitalized.
Yeah, and then the thing
sure.
I did, one thing I actually, I don't know if I liked it or whatever, but it is what it is. Like, Luke was trying to be like, hey, can I talk to you? Can I apologize? And at that point, I think the producers took him aside. Oh, he wants to apologize, but do you accept it? And of course, I think that's exacerbated. You know, you go up to somebody and say, I fucked up, I messed up. But, you know, regardless of he's sincere or not, I don't think he's insincere at all.
You know, I wrote down that, like, as the one-on-one interviews were progressing, it was starting to look more and more like the interviews in Big Little Lies, where, like, something terrible has happened to these men, and they're all just, like, too traumatized to really come out and say it. I was like, oh, no, what's, they're, like, this is, something bad's gonna happen. And then that was when Luke S. got attacked.
Right, here's the thing, though. Like, the apology thing is, I think, they've watched him, and it played out on its own later in the episode, but they've watched him learn something and then blatantly lie out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Like, directly to them. So, like, anything like an apology is, they all are very, very aware that has no reality in it.
When he's like, I forgot it's all a blur.
I forgot it's all a blur.
It's all.
That's the person who's lying.
But you were on the ground with your fists. Balled up.
Self-defense.
Yeah. Self-defense.
You were on the ground about to attack me.
And you could hear the crowd, too. I mean, that was the thing. In that little clip, I'm amazed at how the cameraman really messed up. I'm not going to
On lie. That one, yeah.
On that one, they blew it. If they, that was the only angle that they got, that they should have had.
You know they have that.
No way. They would have it. They totally would have shown it if they did.
I don't think they would have shown
it. I think they would have shown it.
Here's the thing. They would have shown it. If they have it on video, then Luke S. might have been doing what Luke P. was saying. Because that doesn't help the episode. If they have it on video. If they have it, if a cameraman actually caught that on video, then for sure Luke S. was trying to come after Luke P.
What is... No.
I'm just saying, they would have showed it otherwise.
These are the best editors in the world.
Think about it. If they show Luke P. stomping on a man who's on the ground on his face...
Yeah.
How do we possibly recover with this drama without you just kicking him off the show right there?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Remember, it's Hannah's choice.
It's Hannah's choice. I mean...
It's Hannah's choice.
If she wants to be...
If she wants a man, there's emotions involved. There's... I think Michael's right. I think the fact is they probably had that video.
Well, I think it's insane.
But it also melded into something. You know, this episode was fucking loud.
Yeah.
They didn't have a lot to hang their hat on, and then they went to some. And then it was who can outshine each other with the stupidest jacket.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
oh my god. I think.
Gold jacket. Purple jacket.
It was probably.
Hannah's and then the thing stud is,
it
just jacket.
But it totally dominates the conversation of at the. Whatever soiree afterwards, they're just talking about, you know, hey man, you stepped up to my boy, and I guess we want to see that, but
yeah, I mean, yeah. Here's the thing, like they really leaned on that through the episode because they even had Hannah have a meltdown the night afterwards.
I think she has a meltdown every night.
I mean, I'm pretty sure
she just wants Luke P to be a good boy.
I mean, yeah.
she wants him to be good.
Yeah, you
so
said that the
bad.
First episode that she wants to fix him.
Yeah,
and that she just wants to be proved in a way, proved wrong that he is a good guy.
Right.
And she wants to tame the beast.
She even said to in this episode. She said he's the front runner.
Yeah, she did.
You know? That's terrifying. And I'm sure it must be terrifying for her to, like...
She needs to tell him that.
Like...
Because that'll make him even more...
Oh, my God. Animal. Oh, I would love to see that. If he doesn't go home...
Every single group date that Luke P is on, as soon as they all sit down for the night portion, she's like, and Luke P, can I talk to you right now, please?
Yeah.
Like, it's always him getting a stern talking to.
So who's it going to be? I think it's gonna end up where he goes on a two-on-one.
With Lucas.
Either, I think with Tyler G.
Wait, which one's Tyler G?
The contractor who just made her day on the boat.
Isn't that Tyler C?
Oh, no, Tyler C.
Tyler C.
Tyler G's gone.
The one who's picking her up?
Tyler G's gone.
What you gotta do is pick her up.
You gotta pick her up, man.
Sometimes that's what a relationship is. You gotta pick her up.
I think that's gonna be a two-on-one with both of them, and I think that Tyler C. is going to get the rose, and Luke's gonna go packing. Wow. He's gonna pack
Do you think
up.
That's happening this week?
There's going to be sledgehammers. There's going to be all these things in his back.
Yeah. Yeah. Bunch of syringes.
Yeah, just, yeah. What do you mean?
So they milk that for most of the episode.
Yeah, and Garrett.
Garrett.
Swoops in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sees just... opportunity, and she's like, well, hot. Golly damn.
Says, I'm crushing on you, girl.
I'm crushing on you, girl. I'm crushing on you and your golf pro. You're my little birdie.
I don't usually say my feelings much, but I'm crushing.
I'm crushing on you.
And out of 13 men, that was the best she got.
That was the best she got.
That was the best she got that night. And you know what?
Crushing on you.
I've given him shit in the blog. Yeah. But, you know, he seems like a nice dude, and he's sticking up for people.
He's sticking up for people.
But, I mean, that's the best you got.
Yeah. I mean, she kind of did it to herself, though, in a way. I mean, Luke P. did it to everyone. But then she kind of ran with her problem or her, being so caught up in the fact that Luke P is a bad boy and wanting to prove that he's not, just continued through the entire episode.
Exhausted her. Didn't she say I was exhausted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
I'm tired.
Yeah. And she
gets
this heart.
He's draining her.
Draining. Huh? It's a hard week.
Go to bed.
Yeah, go to bed.
She needs a nap.
She needs a nap.
She really...
Take off those compression pants.
Get those Spanx off. Yeah. Crawl in the bed. It's all going to be fine.
So then...
She looked beautiful in this episode. I thought that a bunch of times. She just looked really, really
Aside
gorgeous.
Aside from the really studded leather jacket.
Aside from Weird Al.
That was a mistake.
That was a huge mistake.
That was a mistake. She could not pull that off.
No.
Someone, she picked that.
She picked that.
She
I bet you there's just the costume thing, and they're like, look, I just took a red eye from LA to Rhode Island.
You know what I just realized I'm hoping for?
What?
I'm hoping that they let her go on one of those like shopping dates that Kaylin, enemy, got to go on with Colton.
Right.
I hope they do that for her this time. Then we can really see her taste.
Well, no, then it would be for the guy, right? Wouldn't it? That's the way it works, right? She got her, or what's her, Kaylin?
No, the guy has to just watch her buy clothes.
Just watch her buy clothes.
That
that's
would be,
date?
Come on, that would be amazing.
She tells
you what deals she got. Guess how much it was at Black Market, White House? Black House, White Market?
Oh my god, baby duck, no! He's high on catnip.
Yes, our cat is high on catnip.
So yeah, the next date was the Tyler C. one-on-one. The typical New England, you're about to go on a boat, and she is a fucking wreck.
She is a mess.
Just a complete... Every morning. Look, you have to know that this is what you're getting with her.
Right.
An emotional roller coaster of a woman.
Oh, she is
she's gotta be on, like,
she's
gotta
on
be on some
bipolar
meds.
Manic charts like anyone else.
I was so mad at that push-in on her crying.
She is so on Hannah's team. Right
I was
now.
So pissed at that. Did you see that?
There's the guy making up for the not getting the scrum.
she was crying. You were they punched it. In. And then they punched in again. I was like, I would fucking kill you if you punched in that
she
tight.
She gets pretty upset with him later on in the season. Like, she says, get that out of my
Get that out of my you face. Mother.
She probably Parker. Saw the
I saw the dailies.
I edited dailies on my
I know what you do when I'm crying. You punch
you
in.
You punch in.
Punch in on my tears.
Not cool.
Not cool. Not cool. I cry every morning and every night and twice in the evening.
Dude, punching on Tyler C, he looks the same.
He looks
the same. Those cheekbones.
He's so emotionless.
Oh, he is dead.
He's
Don't
a
worry,
doll.
Those...
He is a Dog.
This is just, you know. We'll have a good time.
As you?
We're gonna have a good time.
Good time.
We're gonna make you.
I hate this. I hate this. I hated it when he did it. I hate this right now.
This guy is good. He knew.
She called it, though. She called it.
What?
Like, when she was like, you know, I wasn't sure about you. You kind of seemed like a player at first. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, oh my gosh, she is really on point. Being able to, like,
kidding me?
She's the best bachelor I've ever seen. And I haven't seen all of them.
Yeah, because every other Bachelorette that I've seen would have, like, been a sucker to his shit right away. Like,
I'm a sucker to this guy.
You love him.
You know how much remodeling a place costs? The fact that he could dance? And pick me up? Can you imagine picking Michael up?
Oh my god.
He'll make us feel so safe.
I know.
And to go in and do some lobstering, and the guy is giving, who's just like, how much are you paying me? Because I could be making so much fucking money getting real lobsters, and I'm letting these two bozos.
Right, the way
Hannah was tossing those live lobsters around, I was like, whoa, she has no concern for their lives.
Oh, no, no, that's just a meal to her.
Yeah.
She's getting ready to eat
that. That's a meal that no one's going to eat.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to.
He made her feel good, though. This guy could have crashed and burned.
He could have.
If I were in Hannah's position, he would have crashed and burned with me. That's for sure. I didn't like the way he handled it.
I need a day to myself.
But here's the thing. I think this is the epitome of Hannah's weakness, is that she wants Luke P to be a good boy. Mm-hmm. She wanted everything to work out with Tyler C. She sees what she wants sometimes. She does. She does see what she wants. She completely believed Luke P. Like, throughout most of the episode, up until, like, the way she interacted with Luke S., she completely believed Luke P.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, you're just here for your tequila business.
Oh.
She was ready to fucking...
I wish he would have said, yeah, so what?
Yeah, right?
Like, yeah, I am.
She would have loved that.
I am here for my tequila business.
Yeah, so what?
Jet's here for his music.
Yeah.
I wonder what obviously the pilot's got his business.
Right.
I'm trying to think who else has got some... Jean-Paul, what is his business?
Sweaters.
Yeah, and then he's doing a great job at promoting them, because you guys Shaka both bra. Noticed.
Yeah, we missed. Yeah, there was a good Shaka by John Paul Jones. That's about.
So the date, so she got.
Oh, they had good kissing chemistry. I wrote that down because I did take a note of that.
Tyler C.
Yeah, much better kissing than with the golf pro.
The golf pro kissing was like a robot. I don't know if you would just go in with a straight neck.
It was like. Yeah, it was very jerky, like one of those bobble birds.
Eats the dripper of water.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I'm kissing you.
Yeah. I'm kissing you. Keep your head down. It's all on the hips.
Well, hot fucking damn, Hannah. You kiss like my mom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's so funny. We just watched the episode before this. And, like, we were kind of on a high. It's like, oh, it's so great. But you're so right that, like, it was kind of not a lot happened. It was kind of a weak... Oh, as far as love goes...
It's a build-up. Yeah, this is a build-up episode.
As far as love goes...
It's the build-up to Luke Bowl.
Luke Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that should tell you something about what we have in store for the next episode if they had to drag this out into this next episode.
I think Luke Bowl's going to be good,
I think Luke S. is going...
I think he is too.
I like Lucas. You know what I actually wrote down? I wrote down that if you like Penn Badgley, I think his name is, then you'd like Lucas. That, have you seen the show You?
He's on Gossip Girl too.
On Netflix. Okay.
Yeah. So he's just this guy.
Yeah, but they...
I mean, Lucas is kind of...
No, he's a good friend.
Yeah, he's a great friend.
I think I'm starting to like you.
Yeah.
I like you enough.
Yeah.
He seems like a decent guy.
Yeah. I think
he would organize the bachelor party.
In the right circumstances, he could absolutely be like hubby material. But he is just really getting thrown into the wrong circumstances, and it's showing him in a poor light.
It's turning him into a politician.
Yeah.
He's literally just going...
He's losing to Luke P.
He's going...
He said it. He goes, I got outsmarted by you.
He's like just bouncing around the room,
yeah.
Like just kind of trying to plead his case like a good lawyer.
Luke P is getting so many words thrown at him, and he's having to stop.
Yeah.
Like Mike Johnson's like, yeah, man, you know, you're this way. He's like... I am not threatened by you.
And then he pulls up Psychopath on his phone. He's like, that's what it is. I can't read it, but I'm not that. I'm not these words.
Right.
I'm not this thing.
Do you think that's the first time he's heard the word psychopath?
That's why he Googled it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's why he Googled it. Probably.
Yeah, I think he probably just Probably that was just like a medical term in the back of his head for his whole life.
If someone called me a psychopath, I would be like, are you kidding? Yawn in front of me. I'll yawn too because I have empathy. Like, yeah. I know exactly what a psychopath is. But if someone called me something that I don't know, I'd Google it.
Yeah, you gotta Google it.
So?
I will say this. Luke, it's remarkable. I mean, he's so... Mike Johnson hit the nail on the head by calling him a millennial... What do you call him? Like a millennial piece of shit?
Oh, I missed like that. Yeah.
Because, it's exactly... You know, sorry all millennials out there, but like... No. It's that kind of... No, sorry? All right. Well, yeah, it was kind of one of those things where he was like, you know, he was confronted with the truth and then stood there and was like, Lie.
I will not accept your truth. It does not work for my
agenda.
I'm offended.
My agenda? No, actually, no. You just pulled me aside right here and told me something else. Yeah. And then the golf pro, that didn't happen.
Right. He's like, dude, that didn't happen because it happened in front of all of us.
He talked about the sky color, too.
And then he was like, but then I walked out and he pulled me aside around the corner. And he's like, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Well, you told me the sky is red. I'm going to say it's blue. I'm like, wait, what?
Luke? Huh? Uh-oh. Reset. Reboot, Luke. Yeah, and so then he's just like, yeah, no, I'll go tell her. I'll go tell her the truth. I'll go tell her the truth.
Boy Scouts on her. And then he said the thing that I started laughing. I'm like, I knew he was going to say that. Yeah, man, he told me to like... blow him up, blow his spot up, say how cool he was.
You want me to like, you know, talk you up,
talk him up, and I guess he's a good guy.
But you know what? He's not. Same thing I said the other night.
Yeah, he's
stand
a
stand by every word. Oh my god!
I've been 100% honest with you and real.
Oh my gosh!
There was a moment where there were like 12 dudes all staring at Luke P. like he was the rabid dog in the room.
And they wanted to like, what, do we kill him?
Yeah, yeah, like
even the unemployed guy,
closet
probably multimillionaire.
Yeah,
probably like, you know what? I'm probably just gonna walk away from this.
Yeah, he just got it. He's like, I fuck this.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Or then one of our contestants we just hear was like, he's like, I've never liked anyone less in my life.
I mean, I have liked maybe one person. Maybe two less than I like Luke P, but he is in my top three of least liked humans.
Luke P?
Yeah.
He's getting a rose. Luke S is gone.
Well, I do like watching him do things.
Yeah, here's the thing.
he makes this season really anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, too, though. I mean, where Hannah's at right now, I don't blame her for sending Luke S home. Because even if none of that is true,
he's not
like funny. He's shown his personality,
yeah.
And she doesn't like it.
Nope.
She doesn't like the way he went about trying to get the truth out.
She's so upset because she wants Luke P to work out. You know, she even said, she's like, well, it doesn't make sense what Luke S said about him not trusting Luke P, and then if he were to ask Luke P to say good things about him, that doesn't add up or make sense.
Yeah,
but she just doesn't want to admit that Luke P is probably the thing in this equation.
Right. There's so many red flags about this guy.
Mm-hmm. Everyone in the house hates him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm going to get to the bottom of
it. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. He said he loved me.
Yeah.
The second episode.
Right. And everyone said how weird that is, but, you know.
But whatever.
I choose to believe that he does.
Yeah.
Like, that's sad truth. And, you know, I think that's probably going to her only downfall so far, is that she has a tendency to believe the things that she wants really badly.
She's a very vulnerable bachelorette. She's very open. She's very vulnerable. It's so refreshing after Colton.
Yeah. Colton the vlogger.
No one knew what was going on with Colton. Like,
guys,
not even the people
working out in the morning on the beach, making some hard decisions.
Yeah.
It's real rough. Yeah. It got dumped again.
I'll give you guys
night.
Nothing. That guy played it like a fiddle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I just think Hannah's really vulnerable, she's really open, and she's also really, really clear and to the point. Mm-hmm. With people, and it's just, it's really good entertainment for me, at least.
So who's going home this week?
Lucas.
Lucas. I think Dustin's going home.
Yeah.
Wait, which one is Dustin?
Dustin's the one with the hurt ankle.
Aw, bummer.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's very, very rare for somebody that's that quiet to make it.
Like, Mateo's gotta go home.
Yeah, Mateo's gotta go. And honestly, Grant...
Yeah, I mean, I'm pulling for the dude because he's...
Yeah, I want to see what tricks
are. I think John Paul Jones is going to stay.
I think John Paul Jones maybe aesthetically is pleasing to her. Yeah. Maybe that's why he's sticking around.
Hmm.
But, you know, I think...
The front runners are Luke P.
Luke P, obviously.
Jed.
Tyler. Peter.
Mike Johnson. So we have five potential.
Yeah. But Mike Johnson right now is on the bridge of slipping into...
He's got a one-on-one next week, I think.
I know, but he also is on the verge of slipping into the Kenny friend zone. Remember Kenny?
Of course I do. Oh.
Who's just all, like...
For my daughter. I'm a wrestler. My daughter.
I'll do a guest spot being a wrestler on the show.
I miss my daughter, but I want to be on the show.
Yeah.
But, like, he's on the verge of slipping into this, like, category of where you get too protective of the person and it's only in a really specific way that they automatically start to feel like an older brother or a friend.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the fine line you
walk. We're still so early, though. This is only episode 4.
Yeah, and I think in one of the episodes, she's like, I mean, are we going to actually do some serious stuff, or are we just going to continue to have fun?
That's right. I forgot about that clip. Yeah. That's a good callback.
I mean, there's been barely... Besides Jed saying, look,
yeah,
here for my music. You're pretty sweet. I think I can learn to love you. I like love. I like it a lot. But I think there's been nothing of substance. Especially when she asked, when what was the date of Tyler C or someone asking her, like, what are your dreams? It's like, to have a family. And
right, that was that was our buddy who went home.
Tyler G. Yeah, he is, now that I'm thinking about it, the only person who's bothered asking her questions.
Right.
You know? Like,
that we've seen.
We have seen so much fun. We have seen so much. I mean, she is so adorable. Like, I understand why they're not.
Right.
Why they're just like, this is the most fun ever. I want to open up to you a little bit here.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to get engaged.
Really?
Yeah, is that your prediction?
I think that's what Chris Harrison's thinking, too.
Oh. Really?
Oh, Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison and Hannah. Although I have to say, when I saw him standing next to her at the rose ceremony this last time, I thought, oh, wow, she even looks like she could be his daughter. I think this is really just a sweet paternal love he has for her.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
So where are they going next week? Are they going back to the mansion, you think?
I don't know. I thought they don't go back at this point. I thought they continue on.
Yeah, I thought they always...
To different cities. Is that not?
No, I mean...
I guess maybe. Maybe they go back.
Maybe
these guys don't deserve to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Maybe they're going to stay in Rhode Island.
We're going to go to Connecticut. New Hampshire.
We're going to New England the shit out of this. We're going to go to Vermont. We're going to go leaf peeping.
Maine.
Nothing says sexy like New England.
Yeah, you love New England. Her first trip to New England was in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Manchester.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the man on the mountain died,
so.
What?
That's where the man on the mountain is. Or he was. Like, some state, either Vermont or New Hampshire, is known for having a man's face on a mountain. And then one year, it just...
Went away?
Crumbled. Oh, like, no! It was there on the quarter. It's one of the states. That feels like so shitty.
Oh, my God.
They're known for, like, whoopie pies.
And it's not Mount Rushmore. It was, like, a natural face.
It's a natural face of a man on the mountain. And it just fucking crumbled.
Wait, could you imagine if Mount Rushmore crumbled and I just found out about it now?
Oh, my God.
But don't worry, they still have that one in China that we saw in that documentary.
Right.
Yeah, that's freaky.
Yeah, we saw this documentary, Generation Wealth. Have you heard of it?
Oh, the one where they just have the stupid rich people who just buy...
Yeah, it's like this female photographer, she did like this entire life's work on photographing wealth, and then she like revisits all these people like 20 years later.
Oh, it's just intense.
Ooh, because all these photos were taken like before the 2008 crash and everything. It's
it's a really dark end.
It's cool. Great.
It's great though.
Cannot wait to. I'll watch that right after last week at The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Actually, watch it first and then watch The Bachelor. I really think that'll put a weird twist on.
Cool. So next week it'll be Lucas probably going home.
Luke Bull.
Going home. Yeah, but it's Luke Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, I don't even know where we're going.
No.
They didn't really give us any.
Are they just going to stay there?
They got to go international.
They have
right?
to. They always go. I think they're going to like Amsterdam. No,
or Ireland. They're wearing kilts or Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Scotland. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
kilts.
Right.
I remember seeing a man in a skirt on top of her in a bed.
Making out.
Oh, they gotta go to Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland.
They're How pissed are the Scottish?
Right?
So bad.
You want to talk about people I could never understood. I went to a concert in Dublin for our honeymoon, and this guy's like, I gotta tell you, these fucking Scottish, you can't understand a fucking word they say, and without... fail. So that was a terrible Irish accent. Someone behind me is guttural, just nonsense. And don't get me wrong, the Scottish people live in the Highlands for a reason because they're tough as nails.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to be either pretty pissed when all of a sudden 14 jacked up dudes.
Are they just going to make them play rugby in kilts?
Yeah.
Do the caber toss. They throw the big log.
Oh, ooh. Right. I don't even know. I can't even imagine like what.
That's
it's
how
like.
What's gonna happen is Luke B's gonna throw the caber through. He's gonna impale.
This has been an extremely violent season.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
every year, man. Kevin's hurt still. I wonder if he just leaves.
We have two injured men on this show, and like, one who left.
Injuries.
One who left when we don't know why. Luke B
right,
probably just like strangled him in the night.
Right. What was it's like that one guy who fell out of his bed a few years back.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that season? Who fell on his face?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He just fell out. Don't get him bunk beds.
Yeah. Why do they have these grown men?
From the hotel.
In bunk beds. The mansion, though. I thought it was at the mansion.
I think it was.
Is that Rachel's season?
It might have been.
Oh, yeah.
I think, wasn't that guy in a costume? He was.
Oh, it's
yeah.
the,
or was it
Becca? The chicken boy.
It was
chicken
a chicken.
Boy, yeah.
That guy was so annoying.
Yeah, he
yeah.
got into a fight with our
Jordan.
Who
I love Jordan.
We're hoping Jordan makes it back to paradise this summer.
Oh, yeah, Jordan. He just, all he kept talking about Jordan, the model.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jordan.
Jordan is amazing. And then he got his heart destroyed.
Yeah, he put it out there.
He put it out there.
Just grind it
out. Just
he got
mutilated.
Engaged.
And not the best looking model.
No.
He loved her so, so unconditionally. It was so heartbreaking.
But it wasn't surprising to find out that she was a
Everybody prostitute. Knew that wasn't going to work except him.
Right. But here's the thing. There was a small... We wanted it to work.
I really
we
did.
We really wanted it to work.
I was like, it's real life, true romance. Look at them.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. But who could have guessed that she was a prostitute? probably
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, probably everybody.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, poor.
Well, this was a setup episode.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff's in works right now.
Right.
And yeah. And hopefully that drummer comes back.
Drummer?
The drummer at the end in the... In the bloopers?
Yeah, that guy was incredible.
Oh my god, that song.
Yeah, I made money.
I just made some money today!
I made more money.
I hope they hire him for the next few episodes.
I want to hire him for our wedding.
All right, let's
yeah.
do it. That homeless drummer from Boston.
Please.
For
that
a wedding. That
please.
Guy.
Maybe unreliable.
Yeah, maybe a little. He's right by Faneuil Hall.
TSA
you know?
Pre-check. All right, so... Subscribe
That's it.
Next
yeah.
week.
And also, I really want to find a way to put out, we have a link so that if you want to send in any type of voice memo.
Oh, it's a voice memo.
Like, yeah, it's like leaving a voicemail, but on there's a link to do it. And I want to find a way to get that out there.
We'll get
so
it out
that
there.
You can correct us on everything we get wrong. And,
yeah, please correct
yeah.
us.
yeah.
And follow the Bachelor Bro on Blogger, Blogspot.
Yeah.
If that's GeoCities.
GeoCities. I like that.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
We'll see
Sounds
you next week.
Good. Bye.
Bye. Whew. Yeah, I didn't realize until you started.